This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Turn Knowledge to Profit, where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. Now, here are your hosts for Turn Knowledge to Profit, entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors, Janelle and Michael McCauley.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Turn Knowledge to Profit. I'm Janelle McCauley, and along with my co-host, Michael, who's also my husband and business partner, we bring you the insights, ideas, and tools that you need to earn more, make a bigger impact, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. On last week's show, we talked with Kristen Slice about the growing trend of business collaboration, and Becky Spahn gave us a look into the importance of building confidence. In our Business Builder segment, we gave you some secrets to help you build your own killer stage intro. So what do we have planned for today's show, Michael?
Well, first up, in our Trends and Insights segment, Janelle will be talking with Nafisa Serene about the growing need for coaches to create one-on-one interactions with their clients. Next, in today's success interview, Carrie Connolly will give us the secrets she's used to grow her coaching business. And in our Business Builder segment, I'll be back to talk about the value of having your own branded process. You're going to want to take notes, so grab a pen and paper and let's get started.
First up, it's Trends and Insights, your insider's look at industry changes being leveraged by today's most successful coaches, speakers, and authors. Today, we're talking with award-winning coach Nafisa Serene, owner of Living Forward Business and Lifestyles. Welcome, Nafisa.
Hi, Janelle. It's great to be here.
I'm excited for our conversation today and to have you share. What is a current trend that you're seeing impacting coaches, authors, and speakers?
I think specifically impacting coaches is that clients really want a lot more of access to their coach. I think one of the trends that has happened in the past is when clients enroll in programs, there's, you know, as a coach, we need to have boundaries, and if our businesses get bigger, we have sub-coaches or other ways for them to work with us, and there seems to have been less and less ability to work directly with that coach that they've invested in. And I'm finding that a lot of clients now really want that attention in one way or another from their coach. They may work with a sub coach, but they also want their coach, the name they invested in, to have access to them.
Do you find that people are willing to pay a little bit more to get that access?
Absolutely, and I think where I've seen a lot of this come through is when they have invested at a higher level, that access isn't quite what they thought it would be, and I know I've been in that boat myself, because, you know, I mean, as a coach, I have a coach, right? Mm-hmm. Having invested in programs where sometimes you're kind of thinking, oh, well, I'll invest more, and I want more, right? And I think people are definitely willing to do that, but even at some of the more entry-level programs, because, you know, what might be a big investment for me, if I'm investing in a coach or a program, and if it's a multi-five-figure investment, that's a big stretch for me. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, for somebody who's just starting out, a $3,000 or $4,000 investment can be a really big stretch for them, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the dollar amount. I think it's the emotional amount to the client. So if they're stretching, they're expecting something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So how can someone make sure that they're getting into a program that's going to give them the right level of what they need? Because each coach, depending on where they are, gives different levels of access at different price points.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the clients educating themselves on what's in the market and what they're investing in, but actually asking a lot of questions. Because and the first place you want to ask those questions as a client is of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need? Will I be happy in a group? You know, I've some people that have, because, you know, my business is leveraging now and we're starting to scale, but for the last few years, I've done a lot of one-on-one work, and now we're starting to leverage that. But part of the appeal for a lot of people, and I remember having somebody once say to me in a discovery call before she became a client, she goes, I just don't want another program, right? And so for her, she wanted the one-on-one attention. So you really need to know yourself as somebody looking to get that support. If you're a client, you know, will you work well in a program with the group and leverage off the group? And I've been in programs where the magic came with the coach being the leader, but then everybody in the program created that, you know, that feeling, that camaraderie, and that thing to pull you forward. And that was perfect for me at that time, right? And so, and then maybe the next year it wasn't. I needed something, I needed one-on-one. So as clients, we really need to know what we want. And as a client, you need to figure that out. And then ask the questions and ask a lot so that you know what you're getting, and then you make an informed decision.
Absolutely. And I think also asking others what kind of experience they've had with coaches and what kind of questions should you ask? Because when you're just starting out looking for a coach or looking for a program to serve you, you don't always know. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know those right questions to ask.
Exactly. And you know, there's no right way or wrong way that a coach sets their business up, right? It's what's right or wrong for you as the client.
Right.
That's what you have to figure out, right, and ask those questions.
No, absolutely. And I also think you raised a great point, too, because online communities can often add a lot of value if you're open to that. But that also means that you have to show up and be active. Just sitting on the sidelines and reading some of the posts will get you some value, but the real juicy value is showing up, having those conversations, asking questions, building those relationships.
Absolutely.
And I don't think people often do that. So what would you recommend to someone who's looking for a coach? Are there a couple of questions maybe that they can ask to get them the information once they decide what they need to be able to ask to make sure that they're really aligning with a coach that's going to serve them best?
Well, I think, I mean, there's two parts to that question. One is you know, making sure you're in alignment with that coach and what their philosophy is and what their expertise is and how they approach their clients and their business and how they coach. I mean, that's a whole that's one aspect of it, because you have to have that feeling that, hey, I get them, they get me, they've been where I'm at, and I align with them, and I have the same values as them. Because I think what's really important, and this was a really defining moment for me, because as coaches, we want to be encouraging our clients to go outside their comfort zone, right? And that's why I hire coaches, to push me outside my comfort zone. But there's a really important piece about a value zone that's a very different thing. And it can seem like, you know, someone's trying to encourage you to go outside your comfort zone when you're actually being asked to go outside your value zone. And I think that is so important to understand. And that doesn't mean the values are wrong. It's just different, right? So I think that's one of the most important things, is making sure their values are aligned with you, because you'll never go outside your value zone. It's hard enough to go outside your comfort zone, right? So that's an important thing. And then look at the program and ask, you know, how is it delivered? How much access do I have? What support is available? If you're not available, how do I get the support? Just ask all those questions that can help you understand how you work. You know, I mean, for me as a client, I don't like weekly phone calls. I find them really distracting to my business. I always like to have, you know, once a month phone call and be able to just get a quick laser in or something if something comes up, right? But other clients that I've worked with, prefer more coaching, especially in the beginning, where they just want that accountability every week. So you need to know what you need and where you're at in your business. And, you know, typically I find if you're starting out and you're new in your business, you probably think if you think you don't need the calls as regularly, you do, right? You need that support a lot more than if you're fully in momentum and need to keep it up. So it's really knowing yourself and what you need, and then asking, you know, the coach or the sales coach on the call with you how the program's done, and then you need to know if that will actually work for you.
Well, it's really interesting when you, because I keep going back to that, the value zone versus your comfort zone, because I think it's really important to understand how that coach works with people. What are they going to ask you to do? And absolutely, in order to be successful, you do have to go out of your comfort zone, but you really want it to be aligned with who you are and what you believe, and make sure that those values are aligned.
Exactly. Because we never will go outside of that, you know. It's because that's our values are who we are. It's what we represent. And everybody's different.
Absolutely. And I think a great question to ask a coach, too, is what do you do to build and improve on your skills? Because I think it's important for a coach to be investing in a coach, because you want them to be continually learning, because that means they'll be having new things to share. That means that they're someone who really values and understands the learning process.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I find, and it's come from a few of my own clients as well, is they tell me they love it when I share with them how I did it really wrong. And mm-hmm. some of my biggest, you know, I don't want to say failures, because everything's a learning opportunity, but, mm-hmm. you know, when things bomb or blow up, they love hearing about that, because it lets them know that I'm human. And I want to know that too, right? Because then I want to know, okay, if this person's overcome that, then so can I. And that's what my clients tell me as well. And you can show them the way, and then they don't feel as pressured to get it like as right from the start. So there is a lot there to know that coach is getting training and having the professional development, having a coach themselves and furthering their skills. That's really important. I find it, to me, that's non-negotiable.
No, I agree. And it also helps you understand that they understand investing in yourself and what that means. Yeah. I think that's an important thing for coaches to be able to demonstrate, that they understand. It always amazes me when a coach is asking for a large investment for people to go into their program, and you know that they have not personally invested at that level. I think that, to me, that's one of those deal breakers.
It is. And you know something else, and I'm just going to share a personal story on this, right, because I've always invested in myself, and, you know, I've had, you know, sometimes I'll go in one program all in, other times I'll be in several based mm-hmm. on what I need in that year, but the overall bill at the end of the year is usually mm-hmm. probably about the same, right?
Right.
But I, you know, my background before I became a coach, I was a CPA, so I've always been really good at managing money, mm-hmm. and I remember someone saying to me, because it was in the beginning part of my coaching business, where I was hitting that I can't afford it wall, and that's why I ended up writing, you know, doing a lot of work with helping clients overcome that as well. And somebody said to me, well, you should be able to help them through that, because you make, you know, you stretch yourself regularly in investing, right? And it stopped me dead in my tracks, because I realized that, you know, invested in these programs and at higher levels, and I was asking people to invest in me, it never made me uncomfortable mm-hmm. Because I would either put it on a payment plan, and I knew that money would come in a month, and I looked at her and I'm like, you know, I've never had that oh my God feeling. And so I was about to enroll in a year-long high-end program, and I had it all set up to do the monthly payments, and I went, okay, you know what, I'm going to pay it all in full. And I had to create that oh my God moment for myself
mm-hmm.
because, and believe me, I did that. I went to the bank. I did the wire transfer. I went, came home. I went to bed.
It's like, what did I do?
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. But that was the best thing I ever did, because I suddenly understood what that felt like. So it wasn't necessarily just the fact that I was, you know, yes, I was investing in higher amounts, but I was doing it in a way that was comfortable. So I thought, no, I need to experience that discomfort. And it made a difference, because then I could understand what it was like for the person at the other end of the phone. And it's like I said at the beginning of the interview, it doesn't matter if it's a four-figure investment or a multi-five or six-figure investment. Whatever that person stretches is going to have that same effect on them.
Mm-hmm.
And as a coach, we need to understand what that person's going through.
No, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. So if our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about what you offer, how can they do that?
They can just come to my website, NafisaShireen.com. It's all there.
Okay, perfect. And what we'll do is we'll put a link on our Turn Knowledge to Profit website with today's interview, and they'll be able to get you from there too. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing.
Thank you.
We need to take a quick break, but stay tuned. When we return, it's our success interview. You don't want to miss it. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit, and I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today's success interview is with speaker, author, and entrepreneurial coach, Carrie Connolly. Carrie is also the founder of a community of entrepreneurs called Infinite Nation, and I'm really excited for our conversation today, Carrie. Welcome.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I'd love to start these conversations so that our listeners can really learn about you. Can you tell us a little bit about your business, how you started it, and how it's evolved? Because I know you've really gone through a transition. I'd love to hear about that.
Yes, thanks for asking. So I've been an entrepreneur for almost 23 years. I jumped into out of the corporate world and into a home-based business called Arbon 23 years ago so that I could stay home with my babies. When I started, I had a son who was 2 years old, and I was pregnant with my daughter. And so I was desperate to stay home and worked that business all the way to the top. It, loved it and learned a lot of things along the way. And 4 years ago, when my youngest went off to college and we became empty nesters, I decided that I wanted to kind of spread my wings and reach more people doing the one thing that was the most important thing and my favorite thing to do that I had done with my home-based business, which was to really help people, and now specifically entrepreneurs, get a very crystal clear, in writing, on paper, eat, sleep, and breathe it vision for their life and for their business. Because it fixes pretty much everything that people and entrepreneurs struggle with. So I kind of reached out to a couple of mentors of mine 4 years ago and said, do you think I can do this? And they said, absolutely yes. And so I created some curriculum. And I beta tested a group of 5 people, 2 of my best friends, and then 3 people who were entrepreneurs. And I walked them through, Donnell, a 6-week, once-a-week call for an hour of curriculum, getting them to get their vision on paper and figuring out where they thought they were getting stuck and what bad stories they had going on in their head and how to break it down into bite-sized goals. And that 6-week beta test worked. And it worked to the extent that I next started doing one-day workshops that I now call Vision is Victory, the workshop. I still do them now. I do them on a quarterly basis where I bring people into a room for a whole day and I teach the content. The content then became a book, which came out last year, which is Vision is Victory, the book, of course, on Amazon. And what happened is those people were having such great results when I would bring them through the six-week seasonal coaching that they wanted to stay together. And so the community was born 2 years ago, and then the website was created to support it. And then the website is constantly being updated because the community is growing really fast, because the one thing that entrepreneurs, one of the things entrepreneurs need the most is a community to talk to each other, to lock arms with each other, to share ideas, to build strategic alliance and power partnerships. So in 4 years, the vision of Infinite Nation has blown up. Mm-hmm. And so I continue to add more resources to that community. And a lot of team, I now have an A team of about 5 people that manage all the back end of everything so that I can keep doing what I do best, which is the speaking and the coaching.
Well, I love that you really focus on what only you can do, and that is the speaking and coaching. That's really where entrepreneurs, I think, get challenged sometimes, because they're spending their time doing so many things. Can they do them? Yes. Should they be doing them? Probably not. And I think that's really something for people to really stop and think about, because when they say they can't, they're not making sales or they're not making money, oftentimes it's because we're spending our time doing so many different things. And I love the fact that you really evolved over time, because I think oftentimes entrepreneurs start a business and they keep going down a path, and you often have to be open to taking a step back and saying, what's working? What is my sweet spot? Because we can't serve all people all the time. There's plenty of people out there that need all the expertise. So let's find them so we can really make a bigger difference.
Right. Yeah, you know, I am a big fan of Darren Hardy, as you know, and following what he's teaching right now, which is called Insane Productivity. And the one thing that he's teaching is what we're talking about right now, is how much money it is costing you, your family, your community, and in a bigger way, even the world, when we don't stay in what you're calling the sweet spot, I call your genius zone.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it important that you not wear all those hats and do those things, it is crucial that you don't do those things, because every time you do something that is not your genius zone that you need to delegate out, it is costing you way more money than you know. And he goes through statistics about this in his talk as well. It's been really powerful for me to keep telling my entrepreneurs, you know, there's 2 things I tell them right up front you need to invest in. And I tell them, I would tell you this whether or not I was a coach, but the number one thing is you need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are about to do something that you have never done before. And most entrepreneurs think that they can figure it out on their own, and it takes them years, if in fact they ever stay in, to get it figured out. And so much time and money is wasted. So it's always better when you have somebody right up front. And I have always had mentors and still have coaches to this day, because I always want somebody who's gone before me to tell me exactly where I'm at, knowing where I'm at, what makes sense and what doesn't. But the other thing I tell them is you absolutely need to have some admin help, some bookkeeping help. Whatever it is that is not your genius zone, you need to be delegating out. And it's so hard for them to do for 2 reasons, of course. Money, always. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I need help, but I just can't afford help. And then when I have them put pencil to paper around figuring out what it's costing them, we figure out that, yes, they can't afford it, and they need to make that investment. And the other thing I think is the control issue, John L. I think a lot of times it's our baby, and we don't want to hand over the keys or, you know, to somebody else. And thank God I've never had that problem. I love to delegate. As a matter of fact, the less I know about all the little details, the better. I tell my team all the time, look, don't come to me unless it's something I absolutely need to know. Because every time they bring me something, it takes me out of my genius zone, which is speaking and coaching. Right?
Yeah,
so big, big lesson. Yeah.
Well, and I think you raised so many points. You know, I think as an entrepreneur, we need to really learn how to delegate. And there is a difference between delegating and abdicating. So it doesn't mean that we don't have to pay any attention, but we need to pay attention to the right things. And I think a coach is key because you can't see the picture when you're inside the frame. We think we know everything, and you know, they're all great ideas, and they are to us. But when someone else starts to ask questions, it's like, oh, well, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about this. I didn't. There's so many things that getting those other opinions on. That's why I love the eWomen Network Wisdom Circles, because you get other entrepreneurs to share ideas, to see things that we just don't see.
Right.
And you know, we all need coaches no matter where we are. And I love that when you said you want to have a coach who's been where you want to go, because that's what's going to help you get there.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's always, you said something earlier when we were talking, Janelle, that, you know, one of the benefits that I have, although at the time I can tell you I didn't see it this way, is all the hard knocks and all the things that I learned the hard way and all the experiences that I've had in 22 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes entrepreneurs want to come in and try and expedite that process, and you can't. But, yeah, I always have reached out. I probably have bugged people to death. Please let me pick your brain a little bit more. And then, of course, I have invested a lot of money into really good coaches. And I always continually seek out people like Darren Hardy and other people like that who are way beyond where I'm at right now but where I want to go,
mm-hmm.
because they are the ones who can see me at my greatness and tell me exactly where I'm at and what to do and what not to do. And that is invaluable. I don't want to try and figure it out on my own. That's painful. I've done
it
that.
It is. It is. And, you know, I challenge people because I think this can happen to a lot of people, too. Even when we've hired a coach that, you know, we thought was going to give us exactly what we needed, and we didn't get that, but we really got what we needed. You know, you go in and you hire a coach saying, here's the result I want, but oftentimes we don't even know exactly what we need. And when you get the right coach mm-hmm. and you get connected, you move forward and it helps you get clarity. It helps you really know the right things. We've met incredible people. We've, you know, made tremendous connections that on our own we never would have done.
Right. And a key thing that you just said and what I've staked my entire career around and what I'm best known for is the way that I know how to help the people that I'm coaching stay on their path, Janelle, is because I have had them in writing in front of me put on paper their long-term vision of their life that they want to create.
Mm-hmm.
I know every little detail as much as possible as to where they want to go, so that when we're in this journey, I work with a lot of them in a year-long process. So over the year, I can kind of help them on a quarterly basis when they're making decisions around their time and money and what to do. I can point them back to their vision, which we look at as about 3 to 5 years out, and say, let's look at where you want to end up. Because right now you are making decisions that will either take you down one path or the other path. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, like you said earlier, you can't see that until somebody else points it out, right?
Right.
Like some entrepreneurs may talk about, you know, they want to have a freedom of a lifestyle and work from wherever, and then sometimes they'll come to me and say, well, I'm thinking that, you know, I might actually like to have, like, a brick-and-mortar office. And so we have to take a look at the two different lifestyles that you're going to end up with taking those mm-hmm. paths. No right or wrong, it's their choice. But sometimes we just don't think about that until we talk it out.
Right, absolutely. We need to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I want to continue the conversation on vision, because you talked about that when you were talking about your business, and I just want to continue that conversation. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit, and I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today in our success interview, we're talking with Carrie Connolly, the founder of a community of entrepreneurs called Infinite Nation. And before the break, we were talking about having a coach. We were talking about some of the things that entrepreneurs really need. And we had just started the conversation on vision, because I know that that's really an area of expertise of yours, Carrie. Mm-hmm. And when I attended your 3-day course that you do recently, it was really interesting because you take people through a process of creating their vision. And I think there's a misunderstanding about vision, because I was actually really surprised, because there are people that had been through this process a number of times with you. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, and I think a lot of people do, that once you've created your vision, you've got it. But the thing that you really stressed and that I really got from people is that as you achieve certain things and as you move your life forward, your vision gets clearer, more things become apparent that you need to focus on, and it actually evolves over time. So I'd love to have you talk just a little bit about that so people really understand what a vision is.
Yeah. So yeah, this is definitely my, you said area of expertise. It's really my area of passion and what I stake my career and pretty much the rest of my life around right now, because we need people with vision so badly right now in this country, especially the younger generation, which is where my heart really lies. But, you know, it all started because I started working with entrepreneurs and they wanted to build a business. And when I would ask them, what do you see your life looking like 3 to 5 years from now, most of them gave me either a shrug or they gave me kind of a wishy-washy answer. And wishy-washy vision leads to a very vague lifestyle where you end up getting pulled in different directions by everybody else than yourself and what you really want. Mm-hmm. And it definitely does not work in growing a business, because you cannot lay down a business plan, a quantitative, monetizing, very specific timeline to business without a vision of where you want it going. So vision, you know, there were two taglines we were talking about when I founded Infinite Nation. One, of course, is Vision is Victory, which is the tagline for my workbook and my events. But we also were thinking with, it was vision. Vision is everything, because it truly is. Anytime I talk to somebody about whatever problems they're having in their personal professional life, I can always point it back to their vision. And so, yeah, so then when they go through the workshop for the first time, like you did, Janelle, they start getting very clear on some things that they weren't clear on before. And it's probably the first time that they've ever really listened to their own voice long enough to get some clarity around it. Mm-hmm. And it does continue to evolve, especially if they keep working at it, because the more they start to know who they really are and what they really want to do, the more is revealed. And as you continue to grow a business specifically and start working with other people, it starts becoming more and more clear really what your genius zone is and where you want to stick. So, you know, mm-hmm. I've had people go through that workshop now, John, now that I've been doing it for 4 years. Some of them had been through it more than a handful of times. And it shocks me that they keep coming back, but they love it. Because it either solidifies the vision, which makes them more confident, or that, you know, or yeah, some things in their life have shifted and they've got to readjust a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a lot of times we have an idea of what we want to accomplish. We have an idea of what we want our lifestyle to look like. And oftentimes, and I know you mentioned it just a little bit before the break, what we want and how we think we're going to accomplish it are not necessarily in alignment. And it's important to get really clear. I know I talk to people all the time that say they love one-on-one coaching, but they're maxed out with the amount of clients that they can take. And if they take on more clients, that means that they're going to have to give up time with children or grandchildren, yeah, or give up some of the things that were the reason they went into business. So they're starting to do, you know, group coaching programs, but that's not really where their passion is. So it's getting clear on, okay, what can they, you know, what can they shift? What do they need to switch? How do they do it so that they can really get clear on what they want to accomplish?
Yeah. It's a lot of what we've been talking about this whole time of making the right decisions with the path and the end in mind. Because in coaching, the example you're using is a perfect example. A lot of coaches start their business saying, I just want a one-on-one coach. And I love that. I love when I have a one-on-one with the people who come into my coaching program at the highest level. Mm-hmm. But I can only work with so many of those people at a time because that one-on-one time is, you know, it's an hour and it's gone. And there's only so many hours in the day. That's a non-negotiable. We can't change. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times coaches do figure out, and as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start coaching coaches to make their business monetize more. And the biggest thing we have to talk about is that they will never break a six-figure income coaching by the hour, mm-hmm, unless they are coaching, you know, at the level of a Darren Hardy or at least Sefcovic or, you know, mm-hmm, charging $30,000 to $50,000 a year or something. Mm-hmm. So it is a different, you have to really look at, how am I structuring what I do so that it fits the lifestyle I want, both in the immediate and in the long term? And a lot of big shifts that my entrepreneurs have to make in the beginning is their pricing and how they're packaging what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Big shift. Most of them are not charging near what they should be. And they've got it structured in a way where, yeah, they're killing themselves physically with the time thing.
Absolutely. You know, and one more thing on vision before we talk, something that I want to talk about products, is when someone is really clear on their vision and how they're serving people and what they're doing, they're really focused on what we talked about, your sweet spot, or as you said, mm-hmm, your genius zone. And we met a sales coach actually at your event that we ended up working with, mm-hmm, and because they were so clear on what they were good at, it really helped us move some things to a new level. So when someone is really clear, it really, they're focusing on what only they can do, and that's when you get those great partnerships, those great strategic alliances, and you really get connected with people that can help you move the dial in a really big way.
Yeah, and I love that you are talking about strategic partnerships, because I am now getting ready to create some of those with other coaches. I'm a big believer in collaboration. I don't mm-hmm want to do it all. I don't need to do it all. I can't do it all. I want to mm-hmm stay in my genius zone, but I am now aligning with some other coaches, like sales, like you just talked about, mm-hmm, and a money coach. I have somebody in my community who's really good with entrepreneurs around the money thing, mm-hmm, so that we are serving the same people at a higher level but we're all in agreement to stay in our genius zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can only do that when you are staying in your own genius zone and you are really clear on what that is. You can't even think about power partnering somebody else until you know what your genius zone is and what you're charging for it, and you are committed to staying in it.
Absolutely. Right? And that's, you know, that really is how Turn Knowledge to Profit was created, because that is really Michael's area of expertise, and what he did in the corporate world for so long is helping people take what's in their head and turn it into products. And I know that's something that you really work with your clients to get clear on. So how do you tell people that they really need to look at putting together products, or that it's time to start adding products to what they do?
Well, the first thing is, of course, and we talked about this, are they making money?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they aren't getting paying clients, they aren't ready to put more materials out there, because it's not going to bring clients like they think it will.
Absolutely.
You know, it's very common, of course, for speakers and coaches to think, I've got to have a book, I've got to have a book, I've got to have a book. And really what they're thinking is that the book is going to bring them clients, when it really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't push my workbook out until just last year. And I only did it because I was at a point where people were saying, okay, we are now ready for you to have a product on your website that if people just wanted to order it and try and do it themselves, that they could. And I have to tell you, I had to hire a team of people to get that book done, Jonelle, because I did not want to sit down and do it, because it takes me out of my genius zone. I want to be out speaking and coaching. Products are important, but it is knowing when to bring them in only after you have proven concepts, you've got a reputation, you're making money, you're at the place where it's time to have that little tool. And I had to have that tool as a speaker, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you said something that's really important, because I think a lot of people feel that, because I hear it over and over all the time, I need to create a product, I have to make the time to do it. And I don't believe that the person who's doing it has to do the work. They've got the knowledge, and they just need to find someone or a team to be able to help them, because it can get much done much faster, much less expensively, and at a much higher quality if they're really working with someone who is an expert at doing that.
That's right.
So, you know, we've
talked about... Big believer in that.
Absolutely. We've talked about so many amazing things today, and there's so much more to share, but how can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your Infinite Nation community for entrepreneurs?
Well, the best thing always is to just go to my website, infinitenation.com. We do keep it updated with workshops that I have going on and events I have going on and little boot camps that I do here and there. And then I also have an Infinite Nation community Facebook page for anybody who wants to join it, and I post in it, you know, thoughts every week and direct them to my website with events.
Perfect. And we will put a link to that on our Turn Knowledge to Profit webpage with today's interview, so people will be able to get connected with you and get connected to your community. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's been great. So as we end our conversation, can you give our listeners just one piece of advice that they can use to help them scale and grow their business?
Vision is everything, truly. I know that sounds like I'm standing on my own thing, but it's the whole reason I created a company. The company came after the reason, knowing that vision truly is everything.
I love that. Simple, but very impactful. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time today, Carrie.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
We need to take another really quick break. And when we come back, it's your business builder. So stay tuned. This is Jonelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Michael McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit. I'm here with Janelle, and in our Business Builder segment today, we'll be talking about the value of having your own branded process.
You know, a lot of people wonder and talk about a branded process, but can you explain, Michael, what that really means so everyone understands what we're talking about?
Sure. First, you know, if you can package up what you do into a series of clear steps, then it's really easy to explain to other people and it's easy for others to remember. Second, if you can define that process or those steps with some unique name, then it becomes yours and yours alone. It really is what distinguishes you from your competitors. For example, you might see, maybe you've seen these in the past if you're scrolling through social media, you'll see ads for things like the Fast Results Formula or the CEO System or Igniting Your Greatness or Savvy Selling or even Accelerated Client Engagement Program. All of those are branded processes, and each one of them is unique to the person or the people that created it. It really gives those people some instant credibility. The third thing is notice that most branded processes are some type of system or program or solution or formula or something like that. So why is that? Well, you know, people love systems, programs, solutions, formulas. It really gives them the feeling that whatever it issue they have to solve, whatever their current challenge is, that formula or that solution or that program will solve it for them.
Well, we know a lot of people who work one-on-one with clients. How do they take what they're doing and find their branded process or what's unique to them that they might be able to put into a program or a system?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because we talk with a lot of people that start out saying, I don't really have a process. Each client I work with is unique and I need to address each of them in a different way. And that's really the value that I bring is the uniqueness. And the reality is that everybody, and I truly believe this, everybody has some type of underlying process that they use with every single one of their clients. Now, what I mean by that is certainly they may come to different conclusions. Clearly, each client needs something slightly different because each client's unique. But the process that you use to engage with those clients to determine what their underlying issue is and then address that issue is some type of a process that you use over and over and over again with all of your clients. So even when they're unique, there's some common elements underlying what you do. In a sense, that's what makes each of us unique in our coaching, is that we have our own approach, our own unique process that we use to work with our clients. Maybe it's that you go through the same steps every time. Maybe it's that you start out with an assessment, or you start out with them talking about their company or what their issue is, or you start out by having them answer some questions for you. That's the beginning of your unique process. We've worked with clients in fields as diverse as, say, social media marketing, all the way to psychology, to voice coaching, and even to relaxation coaches. And they each have their unique process that they use with every single client. And again, sometimes they don't notice that right away, but as we delve deeper with them, it turns out that they do actually have that process. And they do actually follow with all their clients, and they really come to see that their uniqueness is in their process, not in dealing with each client in a unique way.
That's why I know that when you're talking to people about whether or not they're ready to create a product or where they are in their business development, it's really important for people to have done one-on-one coaching or really be familiar with their process, because then they can look at it and they can see what is unique to them, what are they doing over and over again. And if you've done it repeatedly, you're going to find those processes. So often people, and we know a lot of them, have gone out and developed products, and then they say they don't sell, no one's buying it. We have a lot of great ideas, but until you've actually tried it, practiced it, massaged it, really understand what your gift is, it's really difficult to create products that you're going to monetize and are really going to help you leverage your time, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. When I coach people, if they come to me and they say, I want to develop an online course, or I want to develop a mastermind or whatever, that's one of the first questions that I ask them. In fact, that's part of my process is, you know, are you doing coaching now? What kind of coaching are you doing? Because I think you're absolutely right. It's key that you've done some one-on-one, or even small group is okay, but some kinds of coaching that with real clients. And the reasons for that are, there's several. First off, as you mentioned, you want to know what sells. And really the only way you can know that is by working with clients and seeing what works for them, what benefits they've gotten, what transformations they've gone through because of what it is you do. And until you've done that, you don't really know, I would say, what the true benefits of your process are. You may think you know, but you may find that clients get a completely different transformation, not one that's less important, in fact, probably one that's more important than the one you originally set out to give them. That's important knowledge. That's important to know. The other thing is that until you work with real clients, you don't really know what your process is. You may think you know what it is, and with that very, very first client, you're going to provide them with what you think the process ought to be. But what you'll find is that as you start to work through it with them, there are parts that they're going to understand very quickly, and there are going to be other parts of it that they just are having real difficulty understanding. And those are areas where you may need to make some refinements or tweak a little bit or change the order of some steps or maybe insert some additional things that they need to do in order to get to those next steps. And that's where you really are fleshing out your process, the real process that really works for people. And so I think for those reasons, you really have to be in the place of, this is the process I've used to transform a lot of people, and this is the result they've gotten. It's too often that we, and I know you have as well, we run into coaches who are basically selling you the process that worked for them. So they had a transformation in their life that worked for them, and they make the leap that because it worked for them, it now should work for everybody. And so, and we've done this where we sign up for those programs, we get into the program and we realize, well, you know, it's not that it's a not a good process. It's certainly good, but it doesn't work for me. I'm not in that same situation. I'm not in the same business you're in. And so now I, as a client, am left with either figuring out how to adapt what you're telling me to my situation, or sort of giving up on it. So I think, again, it's really important that you do that one-on-one coaching and you really find out who your ideal clients are and what transformation they get from working with you, and then really identify what your process is.
Well, and you and I have also talked quite a bit with people who when you ask them what their process is, they tell you. And that's one of the beauties of working with an expert like yourself, is that you're able to see what's missing, because so often coaches are real experts in a particular area. What they do so automatically by routine. It's that unconscious competence. They do these things, and to them it's so simple and it's no big deal, and they don't think to call it out, but that is the secret sauce in their process. And I think that's one of the challenges with coaches when they try to develop their own programs on their own, is they leave out some of those key steps, because to them everybody should know it, because it's come so naturally to them, and you're able to draw that out, which really puts together the package in a way that gets results and people are able to monetize it very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. What we find when we work with experts is that they do something we call speed thinking. So they'll be on step 12 and their client is back on step 2, and they don't understand, like, how come the client doesn't understand steps 3 through 11, because it's so easy for them. Just the other day, I had somebody tell me, oh, look, it takes 5 minutes. You just go on this site and do this and this and this and this and this, and then you go over here and you do that and that. It's 5 minutes. And I was lost in their explanation of what I was supposed to do, let alone actually going and doing it. So it's really, again, it's important when you start to work with those clients and really start to hone in on what your process is, that you look for those spots where the client is not getting it, and ask yourself, sort of step back away from it, as you said, step back a bit and say, so what additional information do I need to give them? Am I speed thinking? Is it, something? It sort of goes back, and I don't know if a lot of you remember, but back when you were in high school or in college, and you had that professor in math class that said, here's the problem, and I'll leave the solution to you. Well, the solution was obvious to the professor, but it wasn't so obvious to you, and you're sort of left, well, I don't know what to do. And the same thing is true with some of your clients as well.
So if someone thinks they're ready to develop a product, or they have a product that has not been selling the way they think it should, and I know both of those are things that you can help people with, I really invite people to reach out to you at michael@tk2p.com. That's michael@tk2p.com. And just set up a call with you to find out what could they do differently. I know that you've talked to a couple people and reviewed their courses and given them some brilliant, really actionable feedback that allows them to hit the target of what they're trying to accomplish. And we'd like to invite all of you to visit us on Facebook at Turn Knowledge to Profit and share your questions about creating your branded process. And if you have one, let us know what it is. We'd love to check it out, and we'd love to learn more about you and your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to sort of to close up, your branded process really is the framework on which you're going to hang all of your products, all of your services. They're all going to be consistent. They're all going to be based on that process. And once you have your process in place, there's really no limit to the ways you could package it up at different price points, with different levels of intimacy with you, for different audiences. It really is unlimited. So it really allows you to grow your business in incredible ways.
So we look forward to connecting with you at Turn Knowledge to Profit, and join us for more next week.
This has really been a great conversation. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Turn Knowledge to Profit. Again, I want to remind you to visit our Turn Knowledge to Profit page on Facebook and share your questions, your insights, and your ahas. And also share one action you're going to take in the next week to turn your knowledge into profit. If you have an idea for a future show, be sure to email me at michael@tk2p.com. That's michael@tk2p.com. Have a wonderful and profitable week.
Turn Knowledge to Profit. where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream about. Join us each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the EWN Radio Network. To download this week's show, listen to past shows, or learn how to be a guest on the show, visit TurnKnowledgeToProfit.com. Past shows are also available at EWNRadioNetwork.com and through iTunes and Stitcher. Until next time, remember, great companies are built around great products. Leverage your knowledge to live the life of your dreams. Let's continue the conversation and turn your knowledge into profits.